I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show Scholar Report with my colleague, Chris Riegel of Scholar.com, the CEO. Scholar is a global technology firm employing people all around the world, transforming the retail space, employing people all around the world. And that is our present subject. It is a surprise as the economy recovers from the year-long pandemic shutdowns, as the numbers are startling about GDP growth, more than nearly 6.5% for right now annualized, but that can grow as we get into the year. Consumer confidence skyrocketing. It looks like a SpaceX launch. At the same time, there is one overriding challenge. Chris, a very good evening to you. Labor shortage. You and I have talked about it anecdotally before. It's now a national issue. Small businesses are said to be selling out because they can't find labor, especially senior owners of small businesses. And I mean up to 50 employees. At the same time, we have brilliant anecdotes from the state of Florida of a McDonald's franchise offering $50 to take an interview. We have many signs saying $2,000 or $3,000 signing bonuses if you'll stay 6 months. Now, your business is specialized. Do you see the same labor shortage problem in high-end technology that we see in franchises, especially hospitality franchises? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. It's kind of a bifurcated problem at the entry and lower levels of labor, in that, say, $12 to $25 per hour range. There's an immense shortage of workers nationwide, most acute in the coastal environments, and we're seeing it in the Midwest as well, where people are staying on long-term unemployment benefits, taking the additional $300 a week benefits from the feds and staying home because they don't want to work and the feds are effectively paying them to stay home, number one. Number two, on the high end of the labor scale, as you see continued stunning earnings and amazing success with Google, Facebook, Apple et al., at the high end of the labor force, you have incremental jumps where it used to be you could work for Google or Apple, but you had to live in San Jose or in the Bay Area, which is a very, very high cost of living. They've now unchained that, saying, hey, if everybody's working remotely, you could be in Montreal, you could be in Miami, still work for Google, and they're outpricing competitors in those markets by offering California wages for remote workers.
The challenge for employers then is to find workers and to pay them adequately. I go to an attached story, which is Amazon. It was much in the news these last days because of a union vote in one of its warehouses in Alabama. The workers chose not to unionize, and that was seen as, in some fashion, part of the talking points in Washington, because the Biden administration is associated with strong unionism, reviving strong unionism. However, Amazon, I see in the news now, is responding to this talk about unionization by giving raises to 500,000 of its hourly workers, as much as between 50 cents and $3 an hour for most workers. We're looking at Amazon. I don't know. Is this responding to the union, or is this enticing people to work for Amazon? Is the raising of wages going to do it, Chris, in your measure?
it's probably a combination of both. And what many employers, ourselves including, are struggling with is you cannot compete with the federal government on paying people to stay home. So the competitively in the labor market, you would always have a labor factor. And if I use a straw man to say a Home Depot and a Lowe's, if they're across the street from each other, might offer $1 an hour more to bring someone over from one side to the other. But if President Biden is sitting in the middle and saying, wait, I'll give you X benefit to stay home, the increase that's coming to the labor market in terms of wage increases is going to kind of backfire. And where that backfires is you have employers of all sorts today, because they cannot get people to work, they're bringing in heavier and heavier areas of automation. Long term, that will further transform and negatively impact the low skill set workers in the economy, whereby which increasingly things will be forced to automation or self-service because you can't get the workers today, but that will negatively impact the workers tomorrow and well into the future as well.
I want to speak to a conversation I had with David Henderson of the Hoover Institution about Mitt Romney's proposal for child allowances. I believe the numbers are somewhere about more than 4,000, 4,200 for a child under six, 3,000 for a child over six. And that is to be paid as a subsidy for raising children in America. Setting aside the debate, it's a proposal. But at the same time, that seems to be another aspect of discouraging or not encouraging people to go back to the workplace because you're being paid to take care of children. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it's a puzzling thing, but it conjoins with the proposal that Mr. Biden has in one of his stimulus packages or American jobs. They have different names. I'm not quite sure where this one is. It might even be an infrastructure. An enormous amount of money for home care workers, people to take care of children and the elderly. All of that, does that also contribute to a labor shortage? Because that would continue after September, Chris.
John, I'm old enough to remember when Mitt Romney was almost a Republican.
Yes,
think what's interesting to observe is at some point the party's got to stop. And the party of free money for everyone, for everything. I don't know when the party stops, but on the labor side, on the economic side, I would suggest there's going to be one hell of a hangover because we cannot continue to spend our way out of the economic tsunami that's going to hit at the point that there is no more money available and all special interests say, wait, who's paying us now?
Holman Jenkins has a witty turn in a column he's published at the Wall Street Journal editorial board saying that Mr. Biden's proposals, these are all proposals. There's a lot of talk between now and an act of Congress. These proposals are aimed to drive the vote for the Republicans in 22 so that Mr. Biden can relax his last 2 years and won't be hectored by the progressive wing of his party because he can point to the Republican intransigence in majority in either the House or the Senate or both. Now, it's witty, but at the same time, there's some method to it. Mr. Biden is listening to the progressive elements of his own party, a part of his party that does not seem to celebrate the success of America's capitalism. I don't want to introduce politics here, but I do want to say that paying people not to work is not going to be helpful to members of Congress. That's not going to get them reelected, especially in the purple districts. They know this. Their self-interest is at issue.
In working around the world and having businesses around the world and seeing the differences in labor and in labor law and government management of labor within, the United States risks not becoming China or Russia, but risks becoming France or risks becoming Belgium in an environment where because people are paid to not work, because you have a socialist approach to the system, you then lose the efficiency of the American system. And part of the dynamism of the American system sitting in Silicon Valley at the moment is somebody could walk out of a job this morning and have another job this afternoon. That creative destruction that happens, that's the ethos of American evolution economically, to be able to give that worker that freedom. If we're going into a much more regulated environment where people are paid to stay home, then the next point would be work from home, or let's work 30 hours a week versus 40 because there's just not enough jobs to go around. You lose that spark, and that spark in American capitalism that makes us the largest economy on the face of the planet, and that's the greater risk.
I have to believe the millennials want to go back to work. Do you see that, Chris? Do you see that the end of the vacation is over for their temperament?
I think the millennials are probably at greatest risk in this environment because they feel that they can work remotely and not understand that they're losing that life work experience. It could be valuable for them longer term. The challenge is no millennial and many, many people, no one can hate Santa Claus for giving them free things to do nothing.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scala.com and StrataCash, and this is a global technology firm employing people all around the world in many different countries. We're talking particularly to the U.S. right now, particularly to the concerns about the labor shortage, and it is severe. People are unable to reopen their businesses adequately or even staff a restaurant that is now permitted to welcome people inside because they cannot find a wait staff. Scala Technology is transforming the retail space with digital signage. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.